Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Wildlife habitat in Nebraska has been declining, and that has led to a shortage of wild turkeys. One researcher at the University of Nebraska has been examining this decline for the past 3 years and is now studying the data they've collected. On previous programs, UNL Associate Professor Andy Little has been discussing the problem and offered some tips for habitat conservation. Today, he talks about why preserving habitat for wildlife is important and can actually benefit landowners.
The first thing is it's an economically important game species to Nebraska. So wild turkeys in and of themselves generate tens of thousands of dollars to the state of Nebraska and the economy from hunters either in-state or out-of-state that come here and hunt in our local towns and go stay at the local motel and eat the local eateries in those towns. And so economically, they're a very important species, just like pheasants are. But it really comes down to the value proposition for a landowner and seeing value. One of the things when I engage with producers, and I'll use the example on pheasant side of things, I talk to some individuals, say, I just remember as a kid the experience walking out and hearing the birds out there calling. Like, that really hits home to them of, hey, I remember, and now I don't hear that. I don't hear pheasants, or I don't hear quail out there calling, or I just don't see as many birds out there. What's going on? Well, that's where these conservation agencies come into play. That's where, like, research like I'm doing can help, because we're trying to find that balance. And again, it just simply comes down to the value proposition of what, you know, folks want to have on their land. And really, my argument for putting more conservation that's going to benefit species like turkeys are thinking of it as a risk management strategy. You know, and I could tell countless stories of producers that basically they've implemented practices and saying, hey, you know, I don't now have to take in the spring. If I get a 3-inch rain after I just planted, I may not have to replant that field because I haven't lost all of that, you know, from that intensive rain. Or, hey, you know, are there ways that I could implement some of these conservation programs, but then have it in a way that's going to help me financially optimize my overall profitability by strategically placing them on the landscape, not just kind of randomly placing them there, but really strategically placing it based on a lot of different data inputs. Like I said earlier, yield monitor data is a really good one. And so as I've talked with folks about that, there's definitely a growing interest in, hey, you know, fertilizer costs a lot, seed costs a lot. And so I want to think about, I need to be very precise in what I'm spending and how I can ensure that long-term sustainability of our operations for my kids and grandkids and on down the line.
Andy points to websites you can go for more information on his team's research activities and other information to encourage landowners to conserve wildlife habitat.
I would say just if folks want to go find more information about what we do, you can take and just Google Awesome Lab. UNL.edu. So we're truly the awesome lab. Or you can get on social media, Facebook, X, and Instagram. We actually have at AWESM Lab, Awesome Lab. You can go on there. We actually, every Wednesday, we put out a post about our lab, about research that's going on in our lab. And then the last Friday of every month, we actually put out a post on habitat management related activities. And then the last thing I'll plug real quick is I also have what is called the Wild Ag Podcast. And that is a podcast that is based on soil, water, and wildlife. And I have my co-host, Nathan Pfluger, works as a precision ag coordinator for Pheasants Forever. And we talk about those three different topics. We have landowners come on, we have researchers, we have conservation agency folks come on, and we talk about some of these big challenges that producers are facing, that we're finding in the state. How can we find solutions and really drive innovation around optimizing our agricultural systems for the future?
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.